KUER's Latter-day series explores Mormon culture at a time when many long-held values are being challenged, both internally and externally. In this conversation, Lee Hale talks with historian Spencer Fluman about doubt and community. Fluman is director of the Maxwell Institute at Brigham Young University, which specializes in religious scholarship.
The Maxwell Institute specializes in Mormon scholarship at a Mormon school, which means that Spencer Fluman, the director, is the go-to guy for a lot of students when they encounter painful truths about the church's history for the very first time. Things like Joseph Smith's polygamy, the temple ban for Black Mormons, Mountain Meadows Massacre, the kind of stuff that doesn't typically come up in Sunday school. Fluman knows these discoveries can be disorienting, and that doubt can be treated almost like disease in Latter-day Saint communities, something that will spread if talked about. But for him, these kinds of questions are exciting.
All my students, I think they all go through a process of, they have to gain nuance, they have to gain complexity. That's part of the university's job, its commitments. They come to see the world as one of greater complexity, greater nuance, for some greater wonder, for others contradictions that are heavy. They're classic in a way. How do I know what I know? This new knowledge that I have is challenging the old knowledge that I had. What do I do now? So that's the philosopher's epistemological challenge, right? That's, how do I know this stuff? How does anyone know anything? And that's a classic university kind of experience.
But it's mixed with a faith tradition where knowledge is so prized and so pivotal. The stakes are so high.
Well, and where certainty is celebrated as a badge of belonging. And so for a student who doesn't have certainty, where do I fit in this community? I don't have certainty. What does that mean for me? And so they bring questions about, you know, the big stories I've been told and the new information I have now. The old stories now wobble a bit. Now what? Frankly, this is no different, though, in questions of faith than it is in other history courses. I was told this story about the American past, and now it's much messier, and it's morally ambiguous. Nothing is more energizing to me than the students' engagement on these things. Just, it's remarkable. They're smart.
What do you tell them?
I tell them, buckle up. Here we go. Now it gets good. Now it gets fun. Now it gets transformative, because now we're pushing into places that demand something of us. If there's a moral implication for this idea or this problem or this intellectual conundrum, and there typically is, and we avoid it out of whatever, you know, fear or laziness or superficiality, then we're doing an injustice to what the tradition demands of us. And that's a recurring, constant, unavoidable question about, you know, this pursuit of truth, pursuit of light, pursuit of the good. And we're not alone in that. It's not the only tradition that aggressively hungers for those things, but we are among those.
When you question at a place like Brigham Young University, you said it might be actually a convenient place in a way that you have a community that you are seeking.
Yeah.
Sometimes the community can treat these people, and this is from people I've interviewed, they feel like they are almost like diseased.
Yeah.
Like, stay away from that person, like they've gotten caught by this disease. What do you think about that, the setting outside of the university?
I think it can be really problematic, because I think it can alienate someone who has questions, alienate someone who's experiencing those questions as corrosive to their kind of faith. And if they identify it as doubt, boy, I'd want to be careful to say, well, no, it's not actually doubt. We're not going to have our kids hang out with your kids anymore. Those kinds of alienating moves are difficult. They're problematic in part because of the kind of thick community that Latter-day Saints have always kind of yearned for. Peoplehood is a thing we do. It can easily devolve into a kind of cheap conformity where we just, everyone's going to act and be alike. And if you don't quite fit, then you kind of are fenced out. But that's not the rich version of community that I see, and or at least I aspire to and I want to be a part of. And that is, search here with us. Question here with us. If you have a question, that question is communal. It's us. And so if that individual is experiencing question as pain, I want it experienced in that deep community where I have to hear your pain. That's what I'm bound to do. And if you're in mourning for loss of faith, I have to be there with you and I have to sit in it. Or I'm not where I've said I would be covenantally. So I think we've got work to do as a community, neighbors, friends, family members. But there's always work to do. So let's get busy.